that we discussed
last week, Tilas Lulav Bishar Yomim. So there's a chiddush of the Ran and the Ritva, which is Nogel Alach and Mishbur Paskin's like. We dealt with the mitzvahs of Shar Yomim versus Yontif Rishon. But then there's a day in the middle. What's the day in the middle? Anyone know what I'm referring to? What's the halacha with Yontif Sheni? Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. When the Gemara uses Yontif Sheni, it was a little confusing. According to the Ramban, that is the way to refer to the other days. And really, according to all Rishonim, it was the other days. It was the other days in the Mikdash. It was the other days in Chutz La'aretz. But what about Yontif Sheni per se? So, based on what we presented up until now, it sounds like everything but the first day would have the kulas of the rest of Yontif. But the Ran and the Ritva say not like that. And that Chaps Nafkaminas. That, let's see if I could just find this Ran. The Rishonim point out the Ran and the Ritva have a Chiddush that Yontif Sheni Shel Galius, because it was enacted to mimic Yontif Rishon. So therefore, we have all the chumras of Yontif Rishon, even on Yontif Sheni, which is only Midrabbana. Ah, here we go. The Lididon, it's the end of Lamed Ches in the Ozvar Hadar, the first column. Lididon de Islan Tre Yom Mishal Yontif Mestaber de Vachola Psulim Yontif Rishon Psulim Besheni. Even though we're aware of which day was the real day and which day is not the real day, that's a line from the Gemara in Beitz on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Gemara in Beitz on Daf Dalet Amud Beis says, even though we know the calendar and everyone knows, right, you always have this conversation with people. What do you mean, Malik? You know the calendar. Why do you have to keep Yontif Sheni Shel Galius? So the Gemara already asked that question. The Gemara says, Shema Yachzer Adavar L'Kukula, we were nervous about the Galus. Well, Maisa, we still live in the Galus, and we were nervous about things going back to their original state, and therefore we keep Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. Somebody called me, asked me if they were flying back from Eretz Yisrael. I assume that it's no Geah for Shuas. Not, I didn't even figure out that it was no Geah for Pesach the second days because it was Shabbos. So they wanted to know they keep one day in Eretz Yisrael. However, that wasn't what the Shiloh was about. So they wanted to know, can they fly back on the second day and land on the second day? So I said, what do you mean? You're not in Eretz Yisrael anymore. I said, you're in Chutz La'aretz. So, yeah, but we started in Eretz Yisrael. So I said, what is like Migo Diskatzai, like Muktzah? I said, every second. You don't say like, oh, if I was somewhere else and I fly, if you fly into Shabbos, you're Chayiv in Shabbos. So if you fly into Yomtiv, you're Chayiv in Yomtiv. The Pasha says, and it's complicated. So Pasha says, you'd be Chayiv. I said, how many days is the guy spending Shavuos? So he's going to be in America. He's not going back there. It's over Shavuos. I said, so why should his Shavuos be any different than his Pesach? So I didn't think that it was right to be Makel, you know, on being Mezalzel on that. That person could avoid Malacha, perhaps, but it's not an environment for Yontif. It's not a good idea. There are those Rishonim the Ran says that says no, the Gemara meant Yontif Rishon only, and even Yontif Sheni, which was Nitkin, which was originally established to be at the time of to be a second day because of a suffix of Yontif Rishon, you don't apply all the chumras of Yontif Sheni b'zman hazeh. The kevin diadina mikviyah diarcha. Since b'zman hazeh we actually know the calendar. Since we just keep it because of Minig Avasini Yodinu, Kizit Kiriz of Perak Kama de Beitza, Einze El Lachmir Bekdushasso. So you only Mechuyev to be Machmir and Kedusha and not be violate the Dinim. Of Lachmir Bitzas Hanogis, Biom Rishon, Ein Lunar Shagoldin, Shatkilas Lachmir, Vesof Lakel, Ein Odin. Because what's going to be? So now you're going to be Machmir, if you're going to be Machmir for all the Chumras of the first day of Yontif, So now you're going to be left without a lulav because you didn't buy a lulav. You don't own a lulav. So now you're not going to shake lulav because of that chumrah. That's a chumrah that leads to a kula. So therefore, these rishonim said you should not keep the chumras of yontif rishon on the second day of yontif. Shaim lo matzar hadu yoshev ubatul mimitzah shal dereim kevin she'enonu rai mechras liftor einlonu lipater mizeh. So the Ran Paskin's halacha, since we have a machlokes rishonim about this and we're not sure about it, we should not. These rishonim say, since we don't have a raya mechracha, so therefore we shouldn't pater the guy from the mitzvah if he doesn't have all the stringencies of the first days. Says the Ran in conclusion, below nearly dvarav, I do not agree. And on yontif rishon, you should be machmer. Rabbi said it's chaps nafkamin to what I said. Let's say the pitum falls out from the second day. Do you have this sex feka that we spoke about? So according to the Ran, you wouldn't have this. Unless you would say no, but it's a suffix if the Ran's right. So you could add that to the Svek Sveika. Lo nearly dvara, devade in lono li potter me dilaso, ala reyanu bizman azeka, abosinu shaloye bikim ikvuya shalchodesh, veinu va'anon paslinu berishin rishenin atlinen, aval bruch elom varchinan. So therefore, we will not make a bracha on anything that's possible from Yontif Rishon, even on the second day of Yontif. We treat the second day of Yontif as if it's the first day of Yontif, and it does not fall into the category of Shar Yomim Legabe, the Kulas, of any Kulas that any of the Rishonim had, or the Shulchan Aruch has, Legabe Hadar, and Legabe Chaser, Legabe all the Dinim that we learned about last week. So that is a very important Halach LaMaisa Psak, based on the Ran and the Rizvan.